Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah Perek Yud Daled. Recall that the full name of these halachot is Hilchot Tefillah uVirkat Kohanim, and in this perek and the next, we finally get to Birkat Kohanim. This 15-word bracha consists of the three familiar psukim from Parshat Naso, starting with the words Yivarechecha, Ya'er, and Yisa, in that order. The mitzvah upon the Kohanim to bless Bnei Yisrael through these psukim appears in the previous pasuk, Ko tevarchu et Bnei Yisrael, amor lahem. The Rambam formulates this mitzvah in his kotera to these halachot as follows, Levarech Kohanim et Yisrael bechol yom. He considers this a daily mitzvah, just like the mitzvah of tefillah itself, as we saw in Perek Aleph. The Gemara in Masechet Sota even says, and the Rambam will quote this in the next Perek, that a Kohen who does not perform Birkat Kohanim is in violation of a mitzvat asei midoraita. This leads to a major puzzle regarding Birkat Kohanim, and that is a question of why Ashkenazim, outside Eretz Yisrael, do not say it every day. Their custom instead is to limit Birkat Kohanim to only a few times a year, during Musaf of Yamim Tovim and Yom Kippur. This minhag goes back to the time of the late Rishonim, and is codified lahalacha by the Rama. The most widely accepted explanation of this minhag is provided by the Rama himself in his commentary Darkei Moshe on the Tur. He explains there that a critical element of Birkat Kohanim is that the Kohanim be in a state of simcha, and this rarely exists nowadays because people are in constant anxiety about their livelihoods, even on Shabbat when they cannot work. Only on Yom Tov, when there is a mitzvah of simcha, are Kohanim in the proper state of mind for Birkat Kohanim, and even then only at Musaf when people are about to go home to have their festive Yom Tov meal. This requirement of simcha for Birkat Kohanim does not appear in the Talmud, and is the basis for an additional old custom of Ashkenazim, no longer widely practiced, that only a married Kohen can perform Birkat Kohanim, because of the statement in the Gemara that an unmarried man is lacking in simcha. Additionally, regarding the problem of the Kohen violating a mitzvah aseh by abstaining from Birkat Kohanim, Poskim point out that this is only true when the Kohen is called to bless the people and doesn't do so. So when the custom is not to have Birkat Kohanim at all, and the Gabbai does not call out Kohanim, no one is in violation of the mitzvah aseh. The Gra was very opposed to this custom not to say Birkat Kohanim every day, and he attempted unsuccessfully to change the custom in Vilna. More recently, the Aruch HaShulchan also expressed strong disapproval of this custom. When the students of the Gra came to Eretz Yisrael and established communities there, they began the practice of saying Birkat Kohanim every day, and this remains the practice of most Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael. In parts of the Galil in northern Israel, where communities were not founded by students of the Gra, the original Ashkenazi custom remains, but even some of these have in recent years begun to adopt the far more prevalent custom in Eretz Yisrael to follow the view of the Gra and say Birkat Kohanim every day. One other introductory point about the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim. The pasuk containing the mitzvah includes the words Amor Lahem, say to them, which literally refers to the Kohanim, saying the text of the bracha to the people. But Chazal interpret those two words to refer also to the reverse direction. The people actively participate in the blessing they are receiving by saying something to the Kohanim. We will see two applications of this interesting idea as we learn this parak. Halacha Aleph. B'shacharit b'musaf uv'inila ha-kohanim nosin kapehem, aval b'mincha ein nisiyat kapayim, mipnei sh'b'mincha kvar sa'adu kol ha'am, v'shema shatu ha-kohanim yayin, v'shikor asur b'nisiyat kapayim, v'afilu b'yom ha-tanit ein nosin kapehem b'mincha, gzera mincha shel tanit mipnei mincha shel kol yom. Birkat Kohanim should be said at Shacharit, Musaf, and Ni'ila, but not at Mincha, because by the time of Mincha, people have eaten a meal, which may have included drinking wine, and a Kohen who is drunk may not do Birkat Kohanim. We'll see the details of that disqualification in the next parak. On a fast day, no such concern exists, but even then, there is no Birkat Kohanim at Mincha, as a gzera, lest people become confused and allow Birkat Kohanim at Mincha even on a regular day. Two features of Birkat Kohanim which emerge from this halacha, the fact that it isn't done at night, only during the day, and the fact that a Kohen under the influence of wine may not participate are indications that Birkat Kohanim has in some respects the character of Avoda in the Mikdash, which also is not performed at night and is invalid if performed by a Kohen who is drunk. This theme of Birkat Kohanim as a Mikdash-type activity performed even in other places is one which will come up often as we learn these halachot. Halacha bet. B'me dvarim amurim. B'tanit shenipalim bo mincha un'ila, kigon tzom kippur b'tanit tzibur. Aval tanit she'en bo ni'ila, kigon tisha b'av v'shivah sar b'tamuz, ho'il utfilat mincha shelehen samuch l'shkiyat hachama, harei zo nir'et k'ni'ila, ve'ina mitchalefet b'mincha shel kol yom, ulfichach yesh ba nisiyat kapayim. This gezera against doing Birkat Kohanim at Mincha, even on a fast day, applies only to fast days like Yom Kippur, on which we say Ni'ilah. On those days, Mincha is said earlier in the afternoon, to allow time for Ni'ilah afterwards. But on a fast without Ni'ilah, like the other five fast days we have throughout the year, Mincha is typically said at the very end of the day, at the time that Ni'ilah would be said. Since this mincha does not resemble mincha of a regular day, which was typically said earlier and not so close to sunset, there is no concern that people would confuse it with mincha of a regular day. So the gzera doesn't apply, and we may say Birkat Kohanim. It's not clear how to understand this psak of the Rambam, and there is a vital nafkamina. Is the Rambam saying that Birkat Kohanim can be said at mincha of a fast day, with no ni'ilah, only when mincha is said very late in the day? Or does he mean that on these fast days, because mincha is typically said late in the day, unlike on a regular day, the gzera simply doesn't apply no matter what, and therefore even at tzibur davening mincha early on these fast days would say Birkat Kohanim? It is very common nowadays to daven mincha early on fast days, and the answer to this question determines whether such a minyan in Eretz Yisrael, or a Sfaradi minyan anywhere, says Birkat Kohanim or not. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam without clarification of this crucial point. The Chazon Ish adopted the second understanding, and therefore allowed Birkat Kohanim even at Mincha Gedola on fast days. But most poskim, both in recent times and earlier, adopted the first understanding, and allow Birkat Kohanim only when Mincha is said late in the fast day, with different opinions as to how late is late enough. Some say as early as Mincha Katana, others say from Plaga Mincha, and some, like the Bach, allow Birkat Kohanim only if Mincha is said at the time of Ni'ilah, within half an hour of sundown. The Rambam ends this halacha with a situation where a Kohen mistakenly begins to say Birkat Kohanim at Mincha of Yom Kippur. Since he is obviously not drunk, as he has not eaten all day, b'di'eved we let him continue, and we don't force him to stop, lest someone mistakenly think that we stopped him because there is a problem with his lineage, and he isn't a valid Kohen. Halacha Gimel. Ketzad hi nisiyat kapayim b'gvulin. Be'et she'agi ha'shliach tzibur la'avodah, kishiyomar ritzei, kol ha'kohanim ha'omdim v'et ha'knesset ne'akarin mimkoman, v'olchin v'olin la'duchan v'omdin sham, p'neihem l'mul ha'ichal, v'achoreihem klapei ha'am, v'etzbotehem kfufot l'toch kapehen, ad she'ashlim shliach tzibur ha'odaya, machzirin p'neihem klapei ha'am, u'poshtin etzbotehen, u'magbihin ideihem k'neged kitfeihen, u'matchilin yivarechecha. ושליח ציבור מקרי אותם מילה מילה והם עונים שנאמר אמור להם עד שמשלימים פסוק ראשון וכל העם עונים אמן וחוזר שליח ציבור ומקרי אותם פסוק שני מילה מילה והם עונים עד שמשלימים פסוק שני וכל העם עונים אמן וכן בפסוק שלישי. The Rambam describes here the procedure of Birkat Kohanim bigvulin, that is, outside the Beit HaMikdash. Later in the Perek, he will describe what happens in the Beit HaMikdash. We'll explain what the Rambam says, adding some points which are relevant here, even though they are only mentioned later in the Perek. The Kohanim move toward the front of the Beit Knesset when the Shliach Tzibur begins the Bracha of Ritzei, in which we ask Hashem to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash and to restore the Avodah there. As we explained earlier, Birkat Kohanim is fundamentally a vestige of the Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, which can be done anywhere. And so it makes sense that the Kohanim must begin their movement toward the front when the Shliach Tzibur recalls the Avoda. They ascend to an elevated platform called a duchan. This is the source for the common Yiddish-English term duchaning for saying Birkat Kohanim. And they stand there with their backs to the tzibur until the Shliach Tzibur finishes the next bracha of Hoda'ah, ending with the words, Hatov Shimcha Wilchana Elohodot. Later in Halacha Chet and in Halacha Yudalit, at the very end of the Perek, the Rambam adds that at this point, if there is more than one Kohen, then the Shliach Tzibur calls to them with the word Kohanim. But if there is only one Kohen, then this isn't necessary. Other poskim rule that someone else, the Gabbai or another congregant, should say Kohanim rather than the Shliach Tzibur, and this is a practice of Ashkenazim. Whoever it is that says Kohanim, the Rambam adds, he should not be a Kohen himself. This is based on the words Amor Lehem that we discussed in the introduction. These words are understood as an instruction to someone else, not a Kohen, to tell them, Lehem, that is the Kohanim, to bless the people. After the call of Kohanim, or in the case of a single Kohen, after the Shliach Tzibur says, Hatov Shimcha Ulchana El Hodot, the Kohanim turn around and raise their arms to shoulder height while facing the Tzibur, with fingers outstretched. Toward the end of the Perek, in Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam clarifies that this turning is done to the Kohen's right, as in general, turning in Halacha is done to the right, unless there is a specific reason it should be done to the left. The Rambam doesn't clarify how the outstretched fingers of the Kohen should be positioned, but the Shulchan Aruch says that the second and third fingers of each hand should be touching, and so too the fourth and fifth, with gaps between the third and fourth fingers, and also between the thumb and second finger in each hand. The tips of the thumbs of both hands should touch each other. Based again on the pasuk of Amor Lahem, Chazal learned that the Shliach Tzibur must recite each pasuk of Birkat Kohanim word by word to the Kohanim, who repeat each word after the Shliach Tzibur says it, and the Tzibur answers Amen at the end of each pasuk. Though the Rambam says nothing in this halacha about a bracha on the mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim, he adds later in Halacha Yud Bet that the Kohanim first make the bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'Kedushato Shel Aharon V'Tzivanu Devarech Et Amo Yisrael Be'Ahava, and only then begin reciting the psukim one word at a time. The Rambam writes that the word-by-word dictation by the Shliach Tzibur begins only after the first word of Yivarechacha, which the Kohanim say without any prompting, immediately after the Tzibur says Amen to their bracha. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this view, but the Ramah rules that even the word Yivarechacha is said first by the Shliach Tzibur and only then repeated by the Kohanim. Even many Sfardim follow the Psak of the Ramah on this point. Halacha Dalet. Kishiyashlimu hakohanim shlosha psukin, matchil shliach tzibur bivracha achrona shel tfila shehisim shalom, v'hakohanim machzirim pneihem klapei hakodesh, v'achar kach kofsin etzbotehem, v'omdim sham baduchan ad shigmor habracha v'chozrin limkoman. After the end of the third and final pasuk of Birkat Kohanim, the shliach tzibur begins the last bracha of the Amidah, sim shalom, and the Kohanim turn back to their original position with their backs to the Tzibur, again turning toward the right side. Then they pull in their fingers and put their arms down, and they remain in this position until the end of Chazrat HaShatz. Only then do they return to their places. In Halachot Hey and Vav, the Rambam clarifies that each stage of Birkat Kohanim can proceed only after the last one has fully ended, including the Tzibur answering Amen where relevant. For example, the Tzibur may not answer Amen until the Kohanim have entirely completed their bracha. The Shliach Tzibur may not begin the next pasuk until the Tzibur has finished saying Amen to the earlier pasuk. And the Kohanim may not say each word until the Shliach Tzibur has finished completely to say it. The Rambam adds that the Shliach Tzibur does not answer Amen at the end of each pasuk of Birkat Kohanim, lest he become confused and forget which pasuk he just finished. Some poskim, though, including the Magen Avram, allow the Shliach Tzibur to say Amen if he is confident in his ability to remain focused, especially if he is reading the text from a Sidur, as is generally the case nowadays. At the end of Halacha Vav, the Rambam records the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the Kohanim should be barefoot during Birkat Kohanim. There are different reasons given by the Rishonim for this Takana. It may be so that Birkat Kohanim resembles the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, which Kohanim performed barefoot, which would be another indication of the link between Birkat Kohanim and the Mikdash. Alternatively, the reason may be to avoid a situation where a Kohen or part of the Tzibur is distracted by a broken strap on the Kohen's shoe. The Mishnah Berurah rules that in places where it is not considered respectable to walk barefoot, Kohanim may say Birkat Kohanim wearing socks. Halacha Zayin. Kishiyu hakohanim mevarchin et ha'am, lo yabitu ba'am v'lo yasichu da'atan, ela yu einehem kineged ha'aretz ka'omed b'tfila, ve'ein adam rashai listakel b'fnei hakohanim b'sha'a she'em mevarchin, kidei shlo yasich da'ato,
Ela kol ha mitkavnin lishmo habracha umechavnin pneihem keneged pnei hakohanim veinan mabitin bifneihem.
During Birkat Kohanim, even though the Kohanim and the Tzibur face each other, they shall not actually look at each other, lest each one be distracted, the Kohanim from saying the bracha with the proper kavanah, and the Tzibur from listening attentively and responding amen at the proper times. The Kohanim should look downward, and the Ramah records the custom for each Kohen to cover his face with his talit. Opinions differ among Achronim if they should cover their hands as well, or leave their hands exposed, and the general custom is for the Kohanim to cover them. In Halachot Tet and Yud, the Rambam explains the procedure of Birkat Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, and we summarize the major differences between that and the Beit Knesset version we already discussed. The Kohanim ascend to the Duchan after the offering of the Tamid Shel Shachar is completed. They raise their hands higher than shoulder height, all the way above their heads, we'll see why in a moment, except for the Kohen Gadol, who may not raise his hands above the Shem Hashem engraved on the tzitz he wears on his head. Rather than answering Amen at the end of each Pasuk, as Amen was not typically said in the Beit HaMikdash at all, the people say nothing until all three Pesukim have been completed, at which point they respond with the fuller praise of God, both in this world and in the next. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam. In the Beit HaMikdash, the name of God, that is the Shem Havaya, written Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in the Pesukim of Birkat Kohanim, was pronounced in a special way. In general, we pronounce this name using the substitute letters of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Recall our discussion of the relationship between these names in Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Bet. But in the Mikdash, this name was pronounced with the letters as written, with a vowelization unknown to us, and which was taught by the sages only to their deserving students, and only once every 7 years. The use of this special name, which we can call the verbal Shem HaMefurash, in the Beit HaMikdash, caused the Shechina to descend onto the hands of the Kohanim, and it is for this reason that the Kohanim raise their hands above their heads, to show honor to the Shechina that will rest there. We mentioned that the Tzibur may not look at the Kohanim during Birkat Kohanim out of a concern for distractions in both directions. In the Mikdash, there is another reason for this, according to the Gemara. The Shechina rests on the hands of the Kohanim, and looking at it may cause damage to the eyes. At the time of Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, early in the period of the second Beit HaMikdash, the Kohanim ceased to use the verbal Shem HaMefurash, even in the Beit HaMikdash, out of concern that someone undeserving will learn its pronunciation. We conclude by reading and explaining Halacha Yud Aleph and the beginning of Halacha Yud Bet. Ein Birkat HaKohanim Ne'emaret B'chol Makom Ela B'lashon HaKodesh Shne'emar Ko Tevarchu Et Bnei Yisrael. Kach lamdu shomei shmua mimoshe rabbeinu. Ko tevarchu b'amida. Ko tevarchu b'nsiut kapayim. Ko tevarchu b'lshon hakodesh. Ko tevarchu panim keneged panim. Ko tevarchu b'kol ram. Ko tevarchu b'shem ha-mefurash. V'hu shiyeh b'amikdash k'mo sh'amarnu. Ein ha-kohanim rasha'in b'chol makom lo'sif bracha al shloshet ha-psukim, k'gon Hashem Elokei Avotechem, Yosef Aleichem kachem v'chulei, v'chayotzei bo. Lo b'kol ram v'lo b'lachash shnemar lo tosifu al hadavar. Unlike both Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, the Doraita mitzvah of Birkat Kohanim is for it to be read in the original Hebrew and not in translation, both in the Beit Mikdash and outside it. This is one of several aspects of Birkat Kohanim learned from the instruction to the Kohanim, Ko Tevarchu, bless them in this manner, using these exact words, not a translation. Furthermore, the Kohanim are not permitted to add any other blessing to these three psukim, even another pasuk from somewhere else in the Torah. The Birkat Kohanim, in its exact text without any translation or embellishment, is considered to be the perfect vehicle through which, when uttered by the Kohanim, God chooses to bless his people. The Rambam will elaborate on this point, as well as on the various ways that a Kohen can be disqualified from participating in Birkat Kohanim, in the next and last perek of Hilchot Tefillah. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.